Some southern states, including Georgia and South Carolina, are among the first in the country to ease stay-at-home restrictions. Governors in those states want to get people back in business and back to work. That is despite factors that make the South particularly vulnerable to the coronavirus pandemic. And there's no regional cooperation among leaders on a strategy to combat the virus. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Pressure is mounting on southern governors to get their economies back up and running. Outside the Alabama Capitol this week, a few dozen protesters drove around demanding to get back to work. Freedom! Republican Governor Kay Ivey has issued a stay-at-home order through April 30th. Paralegal Melissa Kirby from Athens, Alabama, says she's had enough.
I admire and respect Governor Ivey, but I think if she was worried about safety, she could let the people who are actually in danger self-quarantine, wash your hands more, but to force businesses to shut down, that's not her call.
From inside the Capitol, Ivy says no one wants to open the economy more than she does, but the state must first increase its testing capacity.
Remember, all of our decisions that I'm going to make are based on data, not a desired date.
She's taking a more cautious approach than neighboring states, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, and Mississippi, where Republican governors are moving to reopen at least parts of their economies.
I think that we could be heading for a macabre game of whack-a-mole.
Thomas Levist is dean of the School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine at Tulane University in New Orleans. He worries that Louisiana, an early hotspot for COVID-19, could see a resurgence in infection as surrounding states ease restrictions.
Unless the states in the South can coordinate the way the states in the Northeast, the West, and the upper Midwest are starting to do, we're going to have problems.
Levist describes what he calls a toxic mix of longstanding policy decisions and population characteristics that already create an opportunity for a pandemic to rage in the South. He points to high poverty rates, large numbers of uninsured residents, lower minimum wages, and general health and well-being measures.
The South is the epicenter for health inequities in this country. We call the South the stroke belt, you know, higher rates of all chronic conditions.
Conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and kidney disease, all showing up to be factors in COVID-19 deaths. Another disturbing trend is the high proportion of cases and deaths among African Americans. The early evidence of that is from Louisiana, where the death toll has now surpassed that of Hurricane Katrina. In New Orleans, there are clusters of cases in predominantly black neighborhoods where people mostly work in the tourism industry.
This virus has exposed the social and economic fragility of working families.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
You know, families who do not earn a living wage, those who go without access to health care, those who lack a social safety net. So all of this is embedded in really what we're seeing.
Southern states are also subject to natural disasters. This month, there have been deadly tornadoes and flash floods. Hurricane season starts June 1st, and there's spring flooding on the Mississippi River. In the river town of Greenville, Mississippi, Mayor Eric Simmons says they're still reeling from record floods last year and now this.
In a city that has a 38.6% poverty rate, this COVID-19 is exacerbating all of the issues that we're having. We still have people displaced from last year's flood to worry about, plus the acute nature of the pandemic's economic downturn is felt more here than many other places.
Simmons says demand at food pantries and soup kitchens has nearly tripled in the Mississippi Delta in the face of the pandemic. Region-wide, 8 of the 10 states with the biggest jumps in unemployment claims are in the South. The pandemic is also renewing calls for expanding Medicaid coverage. 9 of the 14 states that did not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act are southern states. Democratic Senator Doug Jones of Alabama is pushing legislation that would offer more federal money to states that expand the coverage. He says it would help protect everyone in these uncertain times.
The thing that this pandemic has really brought home to people is that our health is dependent on our neighbor's health more than we like to have thought about in the past.
A test of that dependency is coming, with some southern states now on the brink of reopening. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.